The next application is case number 11-327, the application of Raymond and Claudia Leek, and being a variance from the front yard setback requirement, being located northeast of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, southwest of Janus Circle, 600 feet east of Oliver Drive, and being lot 181 within Bayview Landing Residential Plan Community, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 13, parcel 201. This application, the applicant is requesting a 12.6-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a shed. Gentlemen, we did receive one letter in support. It was signed by George and Sharon A. Mills. Just in short, they're unable to make the hearing, wanted to assure that our support for the approval of this variance for this community approved improvements on their property was considered in your decision. In our opinion, a technically compliant location of their outbuilding on this lot would be detrimental to the setting, and that the present location and necessary variance modification to allow it to stay are fully supported by us. And so signed.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Claudia Lee, 37563 Janus Circle, Shelbyville, Delaware.
And you are?
Raymond Leek, 37563 Janus Circle, Shelbyville, Delaware.
Donovan Metal, 37546 Janus Circle, Shelbyville, Delaware as well.
Do you all three swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And if you've got exhibits, if you can submit them down to Mr. Lank at the end. Thank you.
Well, we are unfortunately here before you asking for a variance based upon an existing structure that was already been constructed. In doing, I am the contractor who was the responsible for pulling the permits. Just quick, a little backstory. Again, a set of plans were worked up with the owners. They were submitted to the HOA. We received approval through the HOA, then submitted through the county. Permit was obtained through the county. Along with the permit, a plot plan was submitted. On that particular plot plan, as shown in doing my research and bringing it up, the plot plan was in black and white. The proposed shed was clearly drawn in red and clearly drawn over the building setback line. As this is a lot that looks like a corner lot, from my interpretation, understanding on that, it's why we received approval for the initial permit. Unfortunately, after construction, the homeowners received a letter in the mail stating that they were out of compliance and in violation of the setback line. Upon visiting planning and zoning, I was explaining that this is actually not a corner lot. It does require a 30-foot setback along the front, and it's unfortunately why we are asking for a 12.6-foot variance today. Again, there is a plot plan from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. It was submitted along with the variance request. I believe everybody has that in front of them. So again, it's a 12.6-foot variance for the existing shed. As far as impediment to the lot, again, it is somewhat of a unique situation. If you take a look at the sides and rear, there is literally next to no room. We've got 5.6 feet on one side and 9.6 feet on the other side. Again, there is an existing walkway down the side that ties around into the deck in the back then as well. So unfortunately, the side was really the only location for this particular shed.
So was it your assumption that being the house faced as it did, that this would be considered a side yard?
That was my initial interpretation. And again, upon receiving the permit, and again, there was no question raised. That was, I figured, you know, with being able to pull the permit and the permission being granted, again, I was under the assumption that it was a corner lot, and we had 10 on the side, 10 on the north side, 10 on the rear, and then 10 on the opposite side then as well.
So when you applied for your permit, you had a plot drawing and you had marked where you wanted to put it?
Exactly. Clearly stated, yes.
Was the CO issued to you?
CO is not issued because of the okay. The letter of in compliance.
Okay. Is that a concrete foundation I see on the shed?
It's a concrete foundation with footers and everything, so it's not just a 3.5-inch thick slab with the size of the structure. We constructed it just as you would a standard building. There's 24-inch deep footers. Again, for the past couple weeks of weather, hence why we try to go well below the frost line. Again, I don't really prefer anything callbacks as a contractor. A little overkill to me, I believe, goes quite a long way.
The builder just submitted copies of the Wright Property Management LLC letter of approval, a copy of the building permit, a copy of the building permit form, a copy of the receipt, and a copy of the certificate of compliance request.
Those are the originals, just to make sure there was no copies made. Again, everything is on file in the county. I've already done my due diligence meeting down there. We've pulled everything, clearly stating that we were okay.
I passed down 9 photographs, and I also have in my possession, handed to me by the applicants, 18 letters of support. Okay. And all from area residents within Bayville Landing. Is that right? Bayview Landing, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. Mr. Lank, those are 18 in addition to the one you received.
In addition, and I didn't look at all the names, but they're not.
Sharon Miles, the one that was a copy of hers.
Okay, so we do have that one. And one of them is a copy of the letter from the Wright Property Management LLC. And it appears to be an original.
Okay. Thank you. All right. See if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Rickers.
Mr. Lank, how does this adjustment fall in the ordinance where it says accessory structures are permitted in their backyard but not in the front yard?
The ordinance in this case provides that this is a front yard as far as my interpretation.
That it is a front yard.
Would be a request of being 30-foot setback, so the board would have the right to grant a variance if they so choose.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
If the variance is granted, it's still a front yard, but it's allowed to be encroaching into the setback requirement.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Bortman?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Essent?
No questions.
Mr. Mann?
The purpose of the shed, is that for lawn type of equipment and that sort of thing?
That's correct.
Exactly. Okay. Otherwise, you just only have a garage, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no other questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Hands up, please.
Three, four,
one,
five,
two,
six.
Three, four, five, six. Okay. Thank you.
Seven, eight.
Another hand just went up.
Okay.
Eight.
Eight. Another hand went up. Okay, got eight. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one. Okay, do you wish to come up and speak, ma'am? You need to be sworn in, please. We have one. Eight in favor and one opposed.
Patricia Kuzik, you said?
Yes.
And what is your address?
37549 Janus Circle, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
I just learned a little bit more about this case as I'm sitting there, but I still have to say that I do believe that the county has rulings and that they should be abided by that 30-foot so that they don't need that variation. They could have put that, in my opinion, they could have put that shed at a different location that they wouldn't have even had to request this variance. But it's already constructed, so I understand that this is somewhat of a problem, in my opinion, at least in their opinion, too, I'm sure.
Sure.
But I do believe that you have to abide by your 30-foot setback. And that's all I have to say.
All right, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Are you in opposition?
No, I'm for.
All right. I'd already called for them. Okay.
Sure.
I'll take that. Come on, ma'am.
Is there anybody else that
anybody
wants to speak?
Anybody else wants to before we like
call come forward
now. Anybody else wants to speak in favor, please come forward at this time. Last call. We have three.
State your name and address for the record.
Audrey Pickup,
37568 Janice Circle, Selbyville, Delaware.
If you can just hang right here for a second.
Nicholas Michael, 37572 Janice Circle, Selbyville.
And do we have some others?
Last call. Ma'am, you coming up? Or?
Got another one.
Now, Ben, we got another one coming up. Please, this is the last call. Or wait a minute, we got two
Grace
more
Mary
coming.
Grace Mary Rogers.
All right, can you state your name?
Grace Mary Rogers, 37961 Baby Circle East, Selbyville.
Thank you, ma'am.
D. Michael, 37.
Can you speak up because we're having trouble catching names on the mic.
D. Michael, 37572 Janice Circle, Selbyville.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
sir.
Ronald Pickup, 37568 Janice Circle, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you five swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And you can have a seat and just come up when is each finished.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I live right across the street.
Could you just... When you come up, can you just state your name for the record?
Oh, my name is Audrey Pickup. I live right across the street from this shed that was built on the Leakes property. But not only am I involved as a neighbor living right across the street, I was a member of the HOA Board of Directors when it was approved. The entire board, five-member board, approved the structure, and it went to our Architectural Review Board. Excuse me, I'm nervous. I've never done this before. Went to our ARB, and they also approved it. I was a little bothered by Ms. Cusick's comment that she believes in going by the rules and that the county should not deviate from the rules, but I just sat here and listened to eight different variances be approved, and isn't that what we're here for? I mean... It's a variance, you know, for this same purpose. So that's why I wanted to get up and speak.
All right, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, my name's Nick Michael. I live across the street from the Leakes.
Mm-hmm.
And their shed that they put up, it's favorable for the conditions and the area that they have. It looks nice on the property, and it's been well constructed. It's not something just thrown up.
Right.
And it complements their house.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Ronald Pickup, and my wife, Audrey, has stated the reasons why she approved it, and I certainly go along with that. It's a very well-constructed shed mm-hmm. and has a good appearance, and I don't think it blocks anything or is disruptive to the neighborhood. So I'm very much in favor of the variance.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Rosemary Rogers, and I am a neighbor of the Leakes. And the back of our house, we can see the shed from the back of our house, and it does not bother my husband nor I. It's a beautiful shed, and we are in support of the variance for the Leakes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Dee Michael. We live directly across the street from the Leakes, and the shed is a favorable addition to the neighborhood.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Okay, now the chair will entertain a motion. Yes, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, because I'm in need of taking a break, I make a motion that we take case number 11,327 under advisement.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,327 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,327 has been taken under advisement. what that means, or maybe a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9. Okay?
Okay.
Board's going to stand recess for about 10 minutes.